Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 25th of May. The Spiritual Man. God said to Noah, who had found grace in the eyes of the Lord, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Having proclaimed the end of all flesh, the Lord's initiative was now only toward the children of Noah, who in the course of history would become sons of God. Natural man was condemned and destroyed in the floodwaters of God's judgment. In contrast to the natural man, the spiritual man is able to receive and know the things of God because they have been born of the Spirit through faith. As the Apostle Paul explained, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." The spiritual man is born of the Spirit, yet they still have another law within their heart. Nevertheless, they are not in bondage to the law of sin, because they are joined to the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. They accept that the other law within them is a weakness, and they submit themselves to the help of the Holy Spirit, who enables them and leads them in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. In this fellowship, they are progressively obtaining deliverance from the other law, and obtaining healing from the effects of sin upon them. Moreover, they are obtaining and multiplying the life of God as they grow up in their sonship. Describing the orientation to life of the spiritual man, Paul wrote, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 6 verses 13 and 17, Galatians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12, Romans chapter 8 verse 26, and Romans chapter 8 verses 5 and 6. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.